hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey everybody, it's an episode of How to Die Alone. I'm one of the hosts, Stephen Henry, along with Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
That is Matt Williams. You better believe it. Who else would say that? And we've got David
Matt Williams.
Hey, hey.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Unmistakable. We got Katie McCoy, cat hey. Enthusiast.
Katie!
Yes, huge McCoy. Cat enthusiast, against my will.
How do you wind up with cats against your will?
I wanted a dog. And I was living with my mother, and she came home one day and asked if I wanted a kitten. I was like, well, that's a good prelude to a dog.
Right.
And we went to her friend's.
Kittens become dogs, by the way.
That's always the hope, right? They'll grow up to be.
Oh, yeah, like, we're talking about pets today, guys.
You'll be better. You'll be a dog one day. Her friend had barn cats. Do you guys know what barn cats are? Is that, they're cats that live in a barn. Like, that's just...
So they're just feral?
Yeah. That's the Mulan thing, right? You grow up to be a dog one day.
They're not
right,
really yeah. feral. They just live outdoors, traditionally.
Right. But outdoor
like,
cats.
Yeah, usually in someone's barn to, you know, catch the vermin. So
Florida's known for their barns.
Do they kill barn owls?
I mean, they might. I think mostly it's mice and rats and things like that. I don't think they're really going after barn owls. Also, barn owls are really hard to find. They're, like, really good at hiding.
Yeah.
So I think they'll be okay. But, so my mom's friend had this litter, and I wanted a kitten, and then somehow her friend convinced me that two cats would be better than one, which is true. Like,
he needs a friend.
Yeah, like, it is really honestly better to have two cats. And then my mom found another cat a month later. Jesus. On the side of the road.
Right.
That was having, like, some serious issues with learning how to cat. So she...
When she saw a cat that wasn't good at catting on the side of the road.
It was like, in a hamster cage, like, left on the side of the road.
Jesus.
Yeah, like, really sad.
No.
Yeah.
Failed at a cat.
Oh, yeah, God, and yes. I think she was taken from her mother too soon. Right. Like, she didn't know how to groom herself, so, and she's long-haired, so she was, like, all crazy.
Right.
So my mom gave her to me. It was supposed to be, like, temporary, and then I just ended up with
That's
her.
That's how it always is.
Yeah, and she's, like, the worst. She's the worst cat.
About being a cat, like, catting it up, it's funny that, like, I learned the other week that copycat was coined because cats mimic their adults' behavior, and I'm like, that's bizarre because every fucking mammal does that.
That's true.
Like, it's so weird to be like, you know what? It's just a cat thing.
Dude, my dogs mimic my cat's behavior.
Oh, yeah.
They'll, like, rub on my feet and stuff. Like, they're trying to, like, they'll rub the side of their face because that's where cats, like, eat their scent glands. Mm-hmm. So, like, my dogs, when I come home, they'll just, like, rub on my feet. I'm like, what are you doing?
This isn't supposed to be your learned behavior, dog.
Yeah.
So it's like, what? So the cats are the alphas, and the dogs like. Yeah.
Well, we had the cats first, I think, and they were puppies when we got the dogs, and they're like chihuahuas mixed with something else, so they're real tiny.
It's not alpha or whatever. It's just like, you know, the one wants it more.
Oh,
like the one wants to run the house.
Well, how's that? Like, the dog's more of a slut. Got it.
Well, the dog wants to please, and the cat doesn't give a fuck about pleasing anyone. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
cat's like, don't you belong to me,
right?
I definitely do. Well, I want to hear more about these barn cats.
Yeah,
that are like taking over.
What is it? Isn't it called a colony when the cats are out there? What are they called?
I mean, maybe I've never like we don't. You know, refer to usually like barn cats aren't like in like a herd. It's just
really,
yeah, oh, they're okay. Just kind of
usually
like singular.
Like one, maybe two.
Well, yeah. No, because I went to like a grocery store. This is in Pasco, of course. You know, real classy county in Florida,
right?
And like I was at like a Quickie Mart or whatever, and next to it there was a dumpster, and there was like 12 cats out there.
Well, that's a dumpster. That's not a barn.
A group of cats is a group of cats is referred to as a clowder or a glaring.
A clowder. I did not know that.
And an altered female is called a queen, and a juvenile cat is
Like is
a
I think
baby
dumpster
now.
Cats would definitely be more on the feral side. Like they're not going to let you cut them or anything. But like barn cats are like they live with people. people, and they get fed, and right. you know, they rely on people. It's just they live
in the barn
outdoors. Yeah, yeah, so right. they're just kind of like a permanent outdoor cat.
They're outdoor meow.
Right, but it's like that's it's still like that family's cat. Usually, it's not just a like a cat that showed up at the barn. Cat. Yeah.
Oh, see, that's what I thought. I thought they're they just yeah. found them in a barn.
I mean, they're sometimes not Milo that happens.
Themselves.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have like a ton of experience with barn cats. It's just like a normal phrase. Like I kind of like grew up hearing. Like you just have barn cats.
I've never really heard of
barn cats. Program a separate program at Cat Academy.
Yes, absolutely. Like you have
it's
to
a specialized
like
course.
If you're not
barn catting,
cut,
catting.
You're not cut out for
apartment cat
house.
That's right. Like the kids that get in trouble and they have to go to like to TDH, the Tidewater Detention Home, and shit. These cats had to go to like a different school.
It,
they're like
they're getting
alternative in, home for cats.
They're getting put in 4-H as a remediation for bad behavior.
Right.
It's like go grow a fat pig, kitty.
Wow.
Just looks at, just stares at me the whole time. Doesn't even raise the pig.
That's why I like cats, though. They're awesome.
For the most, or it depends on what cat.
Cause yeah. Like, it really depends on the cat. Like my barn cats, the two, like they're litter mates, and they're awesome, and they're brother and sister, and they're so cute, and they're so wonderful. And then I just have like this absolute piece of shit cat.
Right. Well, when you introduce a new cat anyway, it always is a 50-50 whether they're allowed
sure,
into
sure, but
den
they were
whatever.
All like pretty much kittens when, oh, okay. you know, they came together. So I'd had the brother and sister for maybe only a month or so before I got okay. Relay the piece of shit.
Yeah. Was he just like claw up all your furniture and
no,
shit?
No, she's not like that. Like she's never like claws. Like sometimes like she pees on stuff, but that's just
UTI?
Having cats.
UTI.
No, that's serious.
I know. Okay. Yeah, but it was just funny.
No, sometimes they're just marking.
Yeah.
Like that's what our cat's been doing lately.
Marking
well,
with
like,
UTIs.
The thing is like when you have cats, you just kind of like you don't really ever get them to stop peeing on things. You just like adapt
right.
to them. It's like we just know we can't leave piles of dirty clothes on the floor because Relay will pee in them.
Yeah. Right.
And I feel like that's like that seems to be like a really common cat thing. Like dirty clothes are like a big thing like to like pee
yeah.
in. But yeah, so she doesn't claw anything up. She's just. She has a horrible personality.
Yeah.
She's just
yeah.
She's
cat.
Very whiny. Like her meow is like
you got a valley cat.
Yeah, and then she's just like constantly demanding attention, but it's never enough. So like if I'm petting her with one hand and on my phone and the other, she's like nudging my hand, and if
right.
I like even gently push her away, she bites the shit out of me every time, and then she'll leave but then come back and like try to cuddle, and it's like I'm not ready, like I'm still
right. I'm still hurt
I'm
from
still,
when you
like,
bit me
yeah like physically and emotionally
right.
I feel like cats have a very different perception of the dynamic of the relationship than most pets.
Absolutely, because
oh yeah,
they're like
you belong to them. That's what you don't understand. Yeah,
yeah.
No, that's how they see you.
You are here to pet me. Like, what do you right. mean you're busy?
Why do you keep yeah. buying me toys? You're the toy.
Yeah. Well, that's what they don't understand. Like,
you don't run out of batteries.
But people always think, because like I said, their scent glands are on their cheeks, and when they rub that on you, they're like, oh, she's showing you affection. It's like, no, she's telling you that you belong to her now.
Yeah. yeah.
They're marking their territory. They're very territorial.
That's the cat being like, hold on to this pocket.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I think whenever I'm at a mic now, I'm just going to start going, ee.
That's exactly what she sounds
like. Just
like
rubbing on people, like, yeah.
And I know it's not like I love her because she's mine. Like, it's not like I would ever get rid of her, but
yeah.
I just don't.
But
well,
if one of them had to go,
like
she's
her.
Like
oh,
the first
for
one.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're a better person than most, because those people be like, not done.
Well, because it's
I know why you were a found cat now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I was left on the side of the road.
They could tell even when you were a kitten that you were just
like
a real piece
cat
of shit.
Late.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did. I just got her. She's a long hair, and I on Friday I took her to the groomer and got her shaved.
I just feel like I'm going to be doing this the whole show. Yeah.
So when she gets like too bitchy, I get her all her hair cut off.
Yeah,
and then she's like way better. And I don't know. I don't know if she's just genuinely more comfortable. Like that really could be that she's just like.
No, it's like in every movie when the woman does that, and like she becomes like that's how she grieves with loss.
Oh yeah, or like
shaves her head.
Exactly.
Wait, she puts in her contacts and puts her hair up in a ponytail?
No, like shaves her hair like the girl in Empire Records. Right. Like, that's what the cat's doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Funeral sucks.
Me. But yeah, I have to get her shaved regularly because, first of all, because she gets bitchy, and then she's like really chill when she's shaved, and I think a lot of it is just that she's probably cold for one thing, and so she's just like, I just want to cuddle. And I think part of her is like, she's so much smaller, so right. She's just like, ugh, like the piece of shit, and like no one wants to talk to me.
So you named her Relay?
My mother named her Relay because she found her at a Relay for Life event.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that's how she got Relay. Cat. Yes. Yeah, she's a cancer cat. She
grew on you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And slowly kills you at the same time.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Nobody ever asks for it.
It was between that and sarcoma.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you shave it, do you leave her head off?
I got a cat named Benign.
Seven of Benign.
Right, yeah.
Just keep it the same.
Sometimes like the head will be like super fluffy, like she's pretty trimmed down right now. But mm-hmm. You have to leave her tail. You have to leave like a poof on her tail.
I think I saw a photo of that. I was
like a poodle?
Yeah, exactly. Or one time I got her a lion cut because the groomer asked me, and I was like, oh, that sounds cute. And like, she already looks really stupid when I shave her. But like, stupid the lion cat. Cut
oh,
was
you shave her.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. I take her to get shaved. I take her to like a professional, or at least they claim to be professionals. Like, right. I never like checked.
How do you even shave a cat? Like, they have to have like falconry gloves and shit. Like,
that's what I assume.
Probably knock it out. So
I've asked if I can watch before, and they're like, no, like we don't
no
do
witnesses.
That. So I'm like, right. Well,
I mean, where are you taking her? The back of the bus? Like, you know, like come to my little shop here. It's like a shack. Like, I'm professional. Are you sure?
Half the time it's a dry cleaner. The other half they shave cats. They just put it on the line and send it to the
bus. Yeah. And it's not like it's like she doesn't come out like perfect. Like, yeah, you can tell where there's like
where there's a struggle.
Yeah, exactly. And that's and they'll tell you that. They're like, we're not gonna like traumatize your animal. Like, if she freaks out, like, we're going to stop it. So you can see like there might be like one leg where they were like, okay, you're good.
Every time I pick up Relay, she comes out smoking a cigarette, talking about, oh, war was hell. I was in the trenches for hours battling these fuckers.
Oh, yeah. I put her in this tube, Mark.
Like, she's got like the fucked up shave marks, like someone tried to mow the lawn drunk.
That's exactly what it looks like. It's just like uneven. There's like a tuft here and there, and just like funny side story. The first time I ever mowed a lawn, I was like, oh, it's easy, like I can do this.
Yeah.
I mowed like a really big lawn, and it like belonged to like my uncle's rental property.
Riding so
it
push. Wasn't
It was like a standing, so like I wasn't like riding on it. But it turned out the blade was uneven, but I didn't know that.
Okay.
So it was just awful. Like, I cut it way too short and uneven. So it was just like these huge like valleys like in it. And I was like, I helped,
like,
right?
Yeah, like the like it was set for like being on a hill or something like that, or like
I think it was just tilted? Broken, and I didn't know any different until like I finished, and I was like, success, and I was like, oh my god, that looks really bad.
So you knew when you cut it, you're like, is it supposed to look like this?
Like,
you
it was it was like noticeably
I think it's one of those times where you're like, this doesn't look right.
I was praying for rain. I was like, I hope it grows out a little bit before he comes back. Because
your dad was like, congrats, your sister gets to cut the grass now.
You never got out of this again.
Not again.
That's what my dad always did to me.
I
cut the grass wrong. He'd yell at me. You're not overlapping.
Like, I think we talked about it on the election.
We have. Yes.
Do the overlap.
You have to overlap. He's like, you gotta cut it at an angle. It looks cool. I'm like, people drive by our house like, oh, look at that guy. No one gives a shit, Dad. Like,
they bring the car to a screeching halt. They're like, honey, get the camera.
Do you see this guy's lawn?
It's the lawn we've been looking for.
Alternating colors.
Okay, so I go. Going back to cats and, like, I mean, not shearing them, but so when I think it was Hurricane Matthew was coming through.
Your hurricane?
Yeah, my hurricane. We were watching these people's cats, so because they had to, like, they were in residency or something like that. So their names were, like, Dan Rather and Taco Cat. And so they're like, no, that's cool. They're super chill. It shouldn't be a problem. And they were the worst cats on earth because they barricaded themselves in my roommate's bathroom. And like whenever you walked in, they would just start freaking out.
Oh no! So
like, let me see. Yeah.
Did you take the cats out of their home and bring them?
Yeah.
Walter.
Oh Walter. No.
They're just hissing.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was Walter Cronkite. Excuse me,
Walter.
Hold on.
These animals were super chill because their owners probably blew weed smoke in their face.
This is when we got them in the crate.
They are psycho.
They're so unhappy.
Hold on. Then we got near it. Yeah.
They should be on My Cat from Hell.
Yeah, that's what it was like. Dude, we had to grab them with like towels, and when I grabbed one with a towel, it like shit everywhere. It was like horrible for everybody.
Well, just imagine how stressful it was for the poor cats.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, no, it's okay. And they're like,
we're trying to help you.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, shut the fuck up. Let us help you out.
Trying to save you.
Walter Cronkite and Taco Cat.
During Irma, I took my three cats to my mom's house where she has a cat, and I also had to pick up my boyfriend's two cats. So we had six cats. We have a furricane party.
A furricane. I get it.
Oh, my
God. Or purricane.
God.
You guys had a lot of time to think of this.
We had no power and just cats that did not want to be there with each other.
Yeah, because the...
Katie was like, let me get my notebook.
Right.
You can make something of this.
Yeah.
Cats and candlelight.
That's right.
A cattle opera.
Yeah, my roommate's cat, her name is Cylon Model Number 6. And she's so good around people. She's like the most loving cat ever until you get like another cat in the mix. And then it's like, she attacked my blind dog the first time I brought her in.
She could tell. She's weak.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, look at that. That looks kind of like a cat. Her
eyes remind me of Cream.
Yeah.
It's like swine.
Yeah, yeah. Hussie is my, 13, 14-year-old dog that's adorable. Blind and has diabetes. And
adorable little rat terrier.
Yeah.
With her vest?
Yeah, with her.
Do you have to give her shots?
Yeah, I have to give her insulin twice a day.
Oh, twice a day?
Yeah, twice a day.
How do you have time to do anything?
I really don't. Whenever I wake up, take her out, give her insulin, go to work, and then I have to drive home, do the same thing, and then go out to a mic. And I feel really bad because I don't get to spend that much time with her. But
she's
an elderly. She's the geriatric dog, so she's
blind.
She's sleeping.
Just rub your scent all over one of those blankets that heat up, and then just put that on the couch and wrap it around something that's your size.
Yeah,
she'll be like, this must be mad.
Yeah, that's the thing. She loves when I put a bunch of dirty clothes on the ground because she'll just nestle up into that.
That's the thing about this moonlighting as a comic. It makes you really appreciate the people and animals actually at your house because you're like, I never see you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I always feel bad whenever my roommate has to take care of her or we have a lady that'll come over and she'll give her the insulin and stuff like that. But I hate having other people take care of my dog.
Sure,
because
it's your responsibility.
Yeah, it's my fucking dog. So it's. But I got her when she was already 9 or 10, and so I've had her for 4 or 5 years now, and so but it was crazy. It was right when I got her, I was like that's my dog. She's like, that's my human. And then aww. Ever since then, I was like,
Hussie.
No.
Yeah, no, Hussie baby. So that's, I got 5 minutes on Hussie and Cylon. So that's a fun one.
Are the shots expensive?
So I have to buy a thing of insulin. It lasts about 3 months, but it's $150.
It's not bad for three months.
Yeah.
It's 50 a month.
Twice a day.
Yeah, it's actually, and that's me getting it through Walgreens. If I get it through the vet back home, it's 80.
Shout out Walgreens. What? We'll take your money.
Yeah. I was what the fuck is this? I was for humans, it's not, it's more expensive than if I get it through the vet. But
can you use dog insulin?
No, it's the same.
Yeah, so buy dog insulin, I guess.
Oh, well, it's the same one.
No, I'm saying if the dog one's cheaper.
No, it's the same one.
you mean like if you were a human diabetic?
Yeah, like buy dog insulin?
If you were a human and you had diabetes, why not just buy dog insulin? What, are you too proud?
They probably just don't know that that's such a frugal option for them.
Yeah.
Be shrewd.
It's like, I need this for my dog. Sure you do.
So you start becoming rabid and shit like that. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you, Matt? He's like, get away from me.
Dog insulin.
Who dug up your yard? None of your business.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Maddie, who's a good boy? He starts wagging his tail.
Why is there grass between your teeth?
I saw a squirrel.
He's playing a pickup game of football.
Throw a frisbee, run and catch it with your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. No, but like the getting the insulin's the easiest part. The worst part is getting the syringes, because I live in Newport Richey, and apparently it's a really bad druggy area.
Sure.
No.
Like, only second to, like, Hudson. Yeah. And so they're like, who are these for? I'm like, my dog. What's their name? Hussy. What kind? Rat Terrier. How many years? 7.5. So it's just, like, over and over and over again. And now I actually have to, like, I have to sign my name to, like, a registry.
You just, like, show them a picture.
Doesn't matter. No. Like, that's the...
Here's a video of me playing with my blind dog.
Yeah.
Who has diabetes. That's not you.
Yeah, exactly.
Trick photography.
It's a Photoshop dog.
Yeah.
So they're like, that's the prop dog that all the druggies around here
use. How do we know that dog has diabetes?
Like, I can bring yourself a pee and you can check it for sugar.
That's what you should do. Just show up with like a bag.
Bag of honey.
Yes, a bag. No, no, just a Ziploc bag of her urine. Like, don't bring it in a bottle or jar. A Ziploc bag.
Just says
like,
Hussy on the side
boom.
Of it.
Here's
like,
your proof.
Sir, what am I supposed to do with this? And you hand him a straw.
Taste that. Does that seem like it has low sugar in it to you? It does to me. Fuckers want to keep grilling me about my damn needles.
Yeah. Drink her piss.
Drink my dog's pants. Sir, I believed you the first time. Drink it! Hey guys, the pee dude's back.
Yeah. I guarantee you they'll remember you at that water.
Yeah.
The needles will be waiting at the front door for you.
Don't even let them in the store. Go.
Yeah. No, I learned like going through the drive-thru is the easiest one. Because like whenever I go in, like, face-to-face, they're like, let me go talk to the pharmacist. Then the pharmacist will come out and talk to me, and, like, they'll just, like, be, like, inspecting me.
Do they make you roll up your sleeves?
I was like, dude, I'm the fattest heroin addict you've probably ever seen.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way. Look at this guy.
Sir, can you take your shoes off? We're going to check between your toes.
I was like, all right.
It seems like a lot for syringes.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Always the worst. Like, the person that's helping you goes back to the back and then acts like the, oh, well, hold on, I got to go double check something. And then they're, like, talking about you. And
yeah.
They're standing. No, and you can see them checking you out, and you're like,
they go back.
Guys, I don't have any. I don't do heroin.
No, they don't even go back and talk to a person. They just, like, check their phone for 5 minutes and then, like, yeah, no, he couldn't do anything.
Yeah. We don't have those. I was like, I'm looking at the box right
like,
there.
Yeah, I can see him.
And your manager is behind me. Who did you talk to?
I don't do heroin. Where's your belt section?
Where's your rubber tubing?
Mm-hmm.
Put me in the direction of that.
Just to fuck with them.
Yeah. No, that's...
Do your cats have any health problems?
Right now, they have fleas.
Oh, boy. Oh.
And it's the first time I've ever dealt with fleas. And
my dog has that.
They're that like impossible
use the advantage or whatever
to get rid of. I've given them... so many different kinds of treatment. They're on like a second round of Revolution right now.
Really?
But for...
It's called Revolution?
That's like the high-end vet one.
The
I
designer.
Was using like a cheap, like over-the-counter and it obviously wasn't working, but like I've tried foams and flea collars and I comb them out. That's really like all you can do is try and like dislodge them. But they're so small and they jump everywhere and like...
Yeah.
It's now, like, my mom's cat has fleas, my boyfriend's cat has fleas, so, like, that means that at some point they've been in, like, my clothes or a bag or something that I took somewhere, and, like, that's so disgusting, but that was never a problem when I lived in Michigan, and I didn't have them on, like, regular treatment because they're indoor cats.
Yeah.
But fleas are tiny, you know, fleas can come in from anywhere. And they don't, do you know they don't drown? Like Relay
they can't
had,
drown a flea. They'll just jump
yeah,
out.
Yeah, Relay had her bath and I still found a flea on her. And it's starting to drive me absolutely insane, especially because I smoke and like I smoke pot in my bed.
Yeah.
So I'm like constantly being like, ah, is that a flea? And it's just like
you
ash.
Probably smoked a couple fleas.
I honestly, oh. I probably
if you
have.
If you ever hear a pop, that's it's a flea.
One time,
cleansing them with righteous
a little,
flame. Purge the heretic
not
fleas.
Not a flea, but like this is like super gross. Like one time, like a beetle got into like I had like pot like sitting out and like a beetle must have gotten in there, and so I'm like breaking up the pot and I thought it was just like super dry, and I looked down, it was like this like petrified beetle that was like in my pot that I was just like breaking up, and I was like, oh my god.
Jesus.
Was it Paul McCartney or
Ayo.
Sorry.
Man.
I know. I had to go.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
There's a bug in our pot.
Okay, this pot here.
Was it a Volkswagen?
Yeah. Oh,
God.
No, you got to get on.
Oh, God. No,
we,
I don't want to give this anything.
our cats, we use the, we put it on the back of their neck.
Yeah.
It's like a liquid or something.
Yeah.
You got to keep them separate for a little bit so they don't, like, try to lick it off.
Yeah.
But,
that's,
Yeah.
I tried that with the dog.
Three
it didn't
different
do anything.
Kinds.
Really?
Yeah. This has been, like, an absolute nightmare.
You know, like, flea bomb your apartment then.
Probably. I'm about to move out soon, so my...
That's the next tenant's problem, though.
Yeah. No, seriously. But, like, if there's no cat there, like, the fleas die. Like, that's, like, the wild part. Like, the fleas... can only live on the cat. Like, I have, trust me, I've like Googled it a million times, like fleas don't live on humans.
Yeah.
So they only live on the cats.
What about barn humans?
Jethro got the goddamn fleas again.
It's only if you wear overalls.
It's only if you make less than 13 grand, I guess, right?
Yeah,
seriously.
Oh, are you doing that one?
Yeah. Burning John J. Murray.
Yeah, they bite people. They just don't live on
right.
them.
Yeah.
So, like, you can have flea bites, but not, like, fleas living on you.
They're right. just doing it because they love you.
Oh, that's really
it's flea
kind
love
and
bites.
Thoughtful. Yeah, yeah, I've become, like, more and more, like...
Lyme disease is the love disease, if you didn't
the
know.
The love disease.
Can't
I know
disease
it's from
fleas,
it's from ticks.
Oh, okay, I was about to say, I didn't know if you could.
Mr. Yeah. Fact-checking McGee over here.
But babies were the love disease.
No, they're the love parasite.
Yeah.
For sure.
That escape from
parasite.
The host. Yeah. Babies. Oh, do your cats fetch?
Relay does.
Yeah. Yeah, because Cylon fetches.
Yeah, but
only
not,
water
like, not like
water
when I, yeah, not when I want her to. Like it's usually like at 3 a.m. Like I'll wake up and I'll have like toys like stuffed under me, where she's just like brought toys to me like while I'm sleeping. Like this
yeah.
is what I want to do right now.
I love the fact that you slept through the cat shoving toys underneath.
She sleeps
oh,
deep.
Tons. Yeah, like
you
I'll wake up. There's
she
like
smoked pot. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
still, I am out.
Yeah.
You probably did it and just think the cat did it.
Yeah,
up
yeah.
You
I've
like
touched, just touched toys and right. like, I'll keep this.
Tucking myself in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, like it's cute. Like she'll like bring me like something and I throw it and she runs and gets it and then she jumps back up and brings it back to me. And
yeah.
But like as soon as I like want to film her, she stops and she's not interested anymore.
Huh.
I
okay.
swear she knows.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not here for your amusement.
Exactly. Just be a piece
you
of shit.
Don't put me up on that yeah. face. Facity Insti book.
I've also invested in a lot of automatic equipment for
yeah.
my cats.
Yeah, my roommate. Yeah, my roommate has an
like
automatic
laser
feeder.
Pointers that do it for you.
Not that, but I have automatic feeders.
Yeah.
Automatic feeders and automatic litter boxes.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. We got yeah. that too.
You put on the laser light thing. You put on some.
I should. Oh my gosh.
Hello.
Break out some catnip.
The nice thing about having multiple cats, though, is I don't need as many toys. Like they just entertain themselves, like by playing with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's well, good. That's what you have a lot.
What are you
yeah.
doing?
Yeah. Exactly.
Tough cat.
Tough cat. That's John Silman's thing.
We like to burn people's material on here.
Yeah. I love it.
No, it was,
oh my gosh,
so,
we could do a whole show about that.
Yeah, well, Cylon will chase pens, or like the laser pens, but she's obsessed with like bottle caps. Mm. Not the metal ones, like the plastic ones.
Yeah.
So like...
Water bottle caps?
Yeah, 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 exactly. And so like I've gotten really good at like throwing them and making them roll.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and so they'll, like, make them roll under, like, the roommate's bed, or like we've got that one of those like tall
wood floors or tile.
No, it's carpet for the most part. And then we've got one of those like 10-foot tall cat trees or whatever, so I'll throw it up there. But like whenever she wants to play, she'll come over and go.
Just does it. That's like, much better than it's like a little.
Yeah, it's like a little trill. It's like.
Yeah, our cat is quiet all day up until we go to bed. That's when the noise starts.
The nocturnal. Yes.
She's like playing racquetball with the ringy plastic balls on the wall outside the bedroom. Just doosh,
doosh. Yeah,
as hard as she can hit it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She's like 30 left. Kadoosh, kadoosh.
The craziest thing is we keep the door slightly open so she can go in and out, like go out to the laundry area where we keep her litter. But she'll just like sit outside the door, meow, meow, for like hours.
Yeah.
It's like, just come in the room. What is wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Is she a heat or anything? Or did you have her cat fixed?
Huh?
Did you have her cat fixed?
She can't fix.
Oh, okay.
She's a rescue.
Because we have two, and like they're not fixed, so like... And they're like opposite weeks.
They're girls?
Yeah, they're both girls. Yeah, so it's just like... When they're in heat, like, one of them, Black Kitty, one's black and white.
Black Kitty?
That's the name. One is black and white, that's Black Kitty, and one is gray, and that's Gray Kitty. And that's just their names.
Simple.
Yeah, very easy.
Got it.
So, like, but Black Kitty, like, she'll be doing this, like, different meow voice. She's like, meow, like a really, like, deep one, and then as soon as you look at her, she goes, meow. Like, when she notices you noticing her, she changes it to, like, a little sweet one. But if you're not paying attention to her...
Yeah.
She goes deep with it. Whenever she's in heat, and it's just like, oh, then just rub your ass, like, all on your face.
It's like the waitress at the table versus the waitress in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. Like
hey, what can I do for you? Oh, my God, table number six.
Yeah. Fucking assholes. Oh, they're looking over here. Hi. But, yeah, they get it going. I want your money.
Dipshoots.
They get it going.
Yeah, exactly.
It's disgusting.
Why did you not give them real names?
I don't know. We just
why don't you just call them Gray and Black? Like, why Kitty?
I don't know, because it sounded cuter.
It's so formal.
Yeah, well, like, we only got them because like we live in a trailer, and I guess a rat or something, or a mouse, like found us in our house, and I'm like, I'm not dealing with that. So I was like, let's get some cats. And
is this the trailer you were visited by the Colonel in, or no?
Yes, same trailer. And, yeah.
Did you hear about the David Wayne and the Colonel?
That's not about a pet.
It might as well. Like, it goes to be a pet.
Like Colonel Sanders.
Well, I mean, what other Colonel is so famous? Know.
Colonel Crunch?
It's Captain. Right?
I tried.
Yeah, well, that's the one in the plastic bag that you get on the lower shelf.
So is Colonel, Fruit Tanglios instead of Fruit Loops. Fruit
Tanglios. The Malta meal fucking cereals. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Like, Santa doesn't come to the trailer park. Colonel Sanders does.
Yeah.
It's Admiral Chomps.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a ghost. I had a dream. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had a dream. I don't know if I was dreaming about chicken or, like, if there was, like, a commercial about it. But I always slept with the bedroom door open, and I woke up, and I rolled over and looked, and I saw in the mirror, because, like, the door's to the right, and I'm laying to the left, but we had mirrors on the closet door, so I looked and I saw something. It looked like it came in the room. I was like, what the fuck is that? And you know when you wake up, you're like groggy?
Sure.
So I rolled over. It's like 2 or 3 in the morning. And all I see is a floating like shoulder and head of Colonel Sanders. And then he stopped, smiled at me, and then just ascended into the roof.
That's amazing.
It scared the shit out of me. I don't know why it's so funny.
But it was just this was like a seriously traumatic moment.
Oh, like, well, I'm a big baby. I'm afraid of the dark. So I have to sleep with the door open and shit like that.
Sure.
Because I'm afraid of the dark. I have to have a TV on. It has to be a fan. I have to have constant noise because I'll freak out if it's too quiet.
David, is that one of the few times you've seen the Colonel and you made gravy?
Yeah, right.
Fuck.
Shat himself.
Oh, it was bad, dude.
Your Colonel.
Davy gravy.
But like, I wasn't scared. It was weird because normally I would freak out if I see a ghost.
Of course you're not going to be afraid of the Colonel.
Yeah, well, being smiled. Haunted by popcorn chicken.
Smile.
Yeah. If he didn't smile, if he had like frowned and then came towards me, grimaced. I would have freaked the fuck out, dude.
I would have been
swinging.
Frowned and came toward me.
I'm such a baby, man. It's not good. I swear that place is haunted, because my girlfriend's daughter, like, always threw fits, and she hated it.
Yeah.
And then, like, once we moved out, she got so much better. I'm like, I think that place was fucking haunted, man.
By the Colonel.
By something.
They buried a
was like by KFC. Little Debbie or, like, fucking Wendy. No,
they buried a KFC bucket in Indian bones or something. So it just has the apparition of the Colonel all the time.
It's yeah,
so
they just throw buckets.
But it was weird, because, like I said, it was just, like, one of his shoulders, and then, like, his neck and head.
And that was enough for you to recognize him as the Colonel?
Oh, yeah. The face gave it away.
How did you know it wasn't Mark Twain?
Ooh, it could have been.
Good point.
The glasses, I guess, right?
It could have been Frank Zappa.
Well, he was a little chubbier. Frank Zappa was skinny.
Okay.
Maybe. This was a chubby ghost.
Okay. Okay.
What if,
jovial ghost.
Yeah.
What if he just like gave you the sniff and the head toss? Like,
yeah.
No, he's like, fuck, smiled. I better get out of here.
He just floated to the roof, and I was like, that was weird, and I
it's
rolled over.
It's finger looking good.
Yeah. Right. Reba McEntire fucking coming through.
He's like, KFC ball.
That's what I was saying. I was excited, or I wasn't scared of him, because I was like, man, is he bringing me chicken? Like, I don't know if it was like... I went and checked the fridge, and there was a fucking leftover eight-piece
oh
meal.
Oh, my God. No, okay.
Real trailer park Santa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It came from inside the house.
It was a drumstick flying out of the kitchen.
The herbs and spices are coming from inside the house.
11 yeah, herbs and spices, 7 layers of hell.
Jesus.
Just like
that's called the Dante dinner combo.
So do your cats, did they take care of the mouse or the rat?
Yeah, well, I guess because we never saw it after that. That thing was fucking aggressive because like, I went out in the kitchen. I remember one time I heard like a rustling out there. What the fuck is that? So I went out there.
It's a motorcycle.
I thought it was Colonel Sanders, but it wasn't. I heard a rustling, and then like I'm standing like at the like refrigerator, and I'm looking because that's where I thought I heard it. And behind me is a trash can, and I turned, and as I turned out of the corner of my eye, I saw something in the trash can move. I was like, "What the fuck?" So I kind of turned back and focused on it, and all of a sudden this bitch goes, "Whoom!" Like jumped out of the trash can and went flying like into the kitchen.
Oh
and I'm
my
like,
God.
"Holy shit!" And then it stopped and turned and looked at me. And kind of like gave me a stare. I'm like, motherfucker. So I like ran at the mouse or rat and then it ran.
It flew from outdoors into the kitchen?
No. It flew out of the trash can. It was in the trash and also
spring
it
loaded.
Jumped up.
Oh my God.
But it got like 3 feet in the air. I'm like, that thing was fucking quick.
Did it say sprawling when it did?
Yeah, but then like I said, it ran in the kitchen. So I kind of backed up.
Surprise,
like,
motherfucker.
It scared me. So I,
mouse, motherfucker.
Can't throw me out.
That's right. It scared me, so I ran back, and then it scurried into the kitchen. I think there was a hole in the roof, and that's where it came through.
Yeah.
Like in the
yeah, pantry. We have squirrels in my attic back home. So
yeah. In the pantry, I think they burrowed in. So
we have squirrels in the
it
house
ran towards that, and it turned around and looked at me and kind of gave me a look like, this is my house now. I'm like, motherfucker. So I like ran at it, and then it fucking took off.
This is my fucking house, dude.
And no, it like, I swear to God, it went and turned around, looked at me, and they kind of like bowed up, and I'm like, this motherfucker.
Like, I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
Did so like the wind up of its arm? It's like, yeah. On, bring it on.
Yeah, why did, I oughta?
Yeah, dude, little mouse shaky fist. Like,
but then once we got the cats, it stopped coming in the house, I think. But it came through the pantry, and it would eat like boxes and shit, like nibble on it, and I'm like... I think we have a mouse.
That's interesting. They must have just scared it away because if your cats had killed it, they probably would have brought it to you.
Yeah, I would have found it. I think right.
Because I lived in a trailer with my cats, and they would bring me mice.
Hunt field mice.
They would stuff it under your body in your sleep.
Yeah. Wake up like this isn't a toy.
Yeah, someone's been bringing me like cockroaches lately, and I'm very thankful that they're leaving them at the foot of my bed, like not on it, but where they know I'm gonna like stand up and see them
and
I'm
step
just, like,
on it.
Yeah, but like the same day that one of my cats
might be Carl Sanders.
Yeah, one of them brought
could be your
cockroach.
Boyfriend.
I know.
Yeah, I could see Brent doing that.
And I found like a toy in my shoe, and I was like, put the cockroach in there.
Yeah,
just and so far the cockroaches haven't been dead. They're just here, I fixed the problem.
They're just maimed.
Yeah, they're
like,
missing,
I had
like,
mice like going around
missing
in circles.
Two legs and just like on its back, like me.
So basically the foot of her bed's like the medical tent in NAMM.
Yeah. They're just like,
here's another mangled one.
Jesus.
That was nasty. Cockroaches creep me out.
You need 2 milligrams of mothball stat.
I don't like insects. Does that freak you out?
I'm not really bothered by insects. I don't really like killing cockroaches more for like the like the sound and the crunch.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
The actual Ooh. Act of killing them is like gross to me, but I'm not like terribly freaked out by bugs. Like, I've usually been the one in my households, you know, that kind of takes care of
that. We used to get crickets in Virginia, and I fucking hated them.
Well, crickets are the worst because, like, they're so hard to find, and they're so irritating. And
they're loud, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, we had the spiders. Like, we get, like, those little wolf spiders, I call them, like, the little brown ones.
Have you seen Lucas?
And they would eat the crickets. So I like the spiders. I'm like, yeah, let that bitch run around the house.
Yeah, I think his name's Lucas, the little... The guy made a cartoon. It's like, the cutest spider in the world. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think his name's Lucas. And he's like,
hi. He gave him, like, the big eyes.
Yeah, he has, like, really big eyes. It's kind of like Puss in Boots, but, like, he's got those eyes, only, like, there's, like, six of them.
And he's I know what you're talking about. Yeah, on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, the interwebs.
Never saw it.
Yeah, it's super cute.
It's just, like, some person who was like, spiders are cute.
And yeah, he's like, I want to spread awareness of spiders.
I'll make it cute.
Yeah.
Spider awareness.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, save us.
They don't mind me. I mean, they don't mind me. They don't bother me as much. Plus, snakes is what I don't fuck with.
Why did it have to be
shit
snakes?
Without legs, like.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those sidewinders that come at you sideways? It's the creepiest
it
shit
is.
Ever. I'm like, get away unsettling. From me. Get away from me thing.
But I was in, like, I think it was in, like, first or second grade when there was a...
Swim is horrifying.
What?
Snakes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a snake in the I don't want to say lake, but the fucking... I'm just calling it a latrine outside of our apartment. You just see it, like, it's just swimming. Like, that's all it's doing.
Aren't they venomous?
But it's, like, humping the water.
Yeah, like water... Like not water moccasins?
Not all of them. But water moccasins are... there's another water one that is... And then there's some... I think all snakes can swim, but not all of them are poisonous.
If the movies right. believe anacondas can.
Yeah.
Right. Especially if you're going... But those... Like, yeah, especially if you're... What's his name? Ice Cube?
Ice Cube, yeah. Yep. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Lopez!
But anacondas are...
I feel like it would sink.
They're constrictors.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
But I don't know. They were following them in a boat, so I would guess.
The way you can tell is... I only know this
because... Movies can lie.
Of interwebs. Right. Yeah. But if the head of the snake is, like, pointy... Like, pointy-shaped, and its eyes are, like, angled, kind of. Like a...
I don't want to get that close to it.
Right.
No. Yeah, well, no,
is
no,
that
no.
a pointy snake?
No, but I mean, like, if you get bit by one, it's kind of good to know.
Like, you know that Nate Bargatze?
Yeah, if its head's kind of like a spear-shaped, and then it has, like, pointy eyes, that's usually poisonous, and if it has round eyes and, like, a rounder head, that's usually non-poisonous.
I think usually, like, the death is usually what helps you realize.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if you get bit by a snake, get the fuck
usually,
to
like,
the hospital.
More the more predatory something is, like, the closer and further up on its face it is, and then, like, anything that's more, like...
Set back, it's more chill, yeah.
Yeah.
But
so,
that's why I don't
that's
have...
That's what explains deer and, like, hawks and shit like that.
Oh, okay, yeah, makes sense. I never knew that.
Easy document.
Well, I guess it makes sense, because you need to, like...
Evolution.
It's the difference between, like,
hunting.
Being focused
yeah.
on something versus, like, always watching.
Yeah,
and
like
sure.
deer, rabbit, yeah. you know, stuff like that.
That just... I don't know how people have those as pets. A snake as a pet. I've heard of stories of, like, the woman had one... And she let it sleep in the bed with her, like a big
what
constrictor.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like a boa constrictor would sleep in the bed with her. And it used to, like, curl up and, like, at the foot of her bed. But then she went to the vet or something. I don't know if this is true or not, but, like, you just hear stories.
Yeah, that's a...
yeah.
But, like, yeah, at the vet, like, she's like, yeah, but the last few nights it's been, like, laying next to me, like, lengthwise. Like, and I've been spooning it or whatever, you yeah. know, whatever. And then the vet's like, yeah, that's not good. You need to put it in a cage. Don't let it sleep with you anymore. She's like, why? It's like, because it's trying to figure out if it can eat you or not. Because it was laying, like, lengthwise, you know, like, sprawled
right.
out, thinking, can I digest this
it
bitch?
Measuring
yeah.
yeah,
it's
right.
creepy.
With, like, the anaconda and the alligator or whatever. It's like, yeah, I'll go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, like, never eat anything bigger than your body. Is that a thing?
What?
I think that's a good rule, for sure. That's...
Yeah, because that was a... there was a cartoon series called Never Eat Anything Bigger Than Your Head.
You were ruining buffets for me, then.
Well,
I was about to say, that's why I only, like,
I
toddlers.
I think they were already ruined before.
Toddlers and under. Can only eat toddlers and under. You can't, once they hit, like, you know, 6 or 7.
What are you talking about?
Toddlers?
Joke. Toddlers.
Oh, toddlers.
Like, babies.
Toddlers.
You see, you can't eat anything bigger than you.
Oh yeah, no, that's like a Chipotle burrito. You know, I could eat a baby.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I learned. That's how what. Yeah.
Well, and you got they've got that nice soft head you can just crack into like a Hershey's Kiss.
Oh yeah. Come on!
Like the Temple of Doom monkeys.
Chilled monkey brains.
It's like unhinge your jaw and lift down on the baby.
What part of the snake are we eating? Oh, I don't know, but I'd say it was the knee.
Yeah. Waterboy.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
She's like, didn't Vicky Valancourt just like tear into an alligator? like a mouthful of alligator.
Like a baby alligator. Yeah. Yeah. Like a lizard on a stick.
Yeah,
Steven, you look like you'd own a snake. Have you ever owned a snake?
Nope, I've never owned a snake.
Really? Do they bother you?
I've had a gecko.
Okay.
Same thing.
It's pretty nice.
I've always wanted a snake. A reptile? Everyone that I've ever lived with has been very anti-snake.
Yeah. Well, what is it about snakes that you like?
I like that they scare people. They're different. And I think they feel really cool when you hold them and they like slither over you.
Yeah.
I mean, like a small corn snake or something wouldn't freak me out. Yeah, I'm talking about like shit in the wild.
Snake. Oh, sure. Like, absolutely. Yeah, wild, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like, if I like stumbled across a snake, I'm probably not going to be like, oh my God, you're so cute.
You know? Yeah. My roommate had a ball python.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah, I just like feeding them. Like, ever since I saw somebody feed a snake, I was like, ah, not for me.
Yeah.
You only have to do it like once a week, though. That's a nice
Don't care.
Still, that little mouse you put in there, it's going to go bye-bye.
Oh, my God. It's like someone's like, oh, look, this snake and this mouse became friends. And, like, every snake owner is like, it's not hungry, and it's dead now.
Yeah. Like Katie was saying, though, the thing that's nice is you pick them up, and they're cold no matter what the fuck the temperature is.
They're interesting.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded.
So, like, if you're warm, just hold a snake.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Start using that as a...
freak me out.
Yeah, I get done mowing the lawn. I need to cool off. I'm just grab a couple boas and wrap them around my neck.
Yeah, it's like one of those misty towels or whatever. Right. Like, it's always cold.
Just take your snake out. You totally could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it around your neck and see that boa just start constricting.
If it's good enough for Britney Spears, you can do it.
Oh, yeah, I saw a video of that where some kid like put it around his neck and then he's like filming himself like, my snake love me. And, you know, then all of a sudden it just starts choking the shit out of him. He drops his phone and, like, trying to pull it off.
Jesus.
Like, why would you do that? Why would you just let a snake around your neck? Are you dumb?
Yeah. I was like, when was the last time you fed it?
Yeah, and you keep it in a fucking cage all day. It's probably like, now's my chance.
He's like, listen, it slept with me lengthwise last night. It should be fine.
It wasn't even that big a one.
For David.
There's a guy in Ybor, you can see him down there. He has him in shopping carts.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Seen that guy?
Oh, yeah.
It's creepy. People take photos, he gets mad. You're paying me to take a photo.
Right, that's why he's there. That's why he's making his money.
Yeah.
Exploiting his snakes.
Yeah.
It's really a shame.
Did they sign a waiver saying that they would agree to this?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
People staring at him, poking him. It's awful.
They thought the snakes were cold-blooded.
Hey. That's right. So is capitalism.
Exactly.
Got him.
There's no ethical snake consumption.
So have you guys owned anything besides snakes and rabbits? Was my next one. Snakes and cats and dogs.
Hermit crabs.
Oh, yeah. What do you keep them in?
A crabitat.
There we go.
A crabitat.
How did somebody come up with that?
It's adorable.
The word?
Why are you doing this to me?
I want you to burn your own material. That's why.
I thought it was called a terrarium.
That's what some people call it, but crab aficionados, we call it crab tats.
Because you put crab aficionado magazine.
You put the word crab and habitat together. And you make one insufferable human being. Right, Steven?
I have a confession.
Are we gonna
I had hermit crabs, too.
Are we going to do this?
No, I'm done.
I had one hermit crab one time, and I did not know that they molted until I saw one of your bits, and I was like, I probably threw out a live crab that I thought was dead, because I was like, oh, its legs fell off. I clearly did something wrong.
No, they look dead, but they're not dead. They're like paralyzed.
You said his legs fell off? What, does it regenerate or something? It looks like they shedded their...
And it's not moving at that point because it's using all of its energy to regenerate its exoskeleton. So it just lays in the sand.
It's like paralyzed.
For a week or two.
This was like 10 years ago, and then I heard Steven's bit, and I like touched my sister, and I was like, oh my God, I threw out a live crab.
Oh my God, Sprinkles, he's out there somewhere.
He's probably at the landfill like, boys, we did it! A kingdom of trash.
That's a really a happy ending. Beware
the
eyes
of March and the dumpster hermit crabs. Yes, yes, click, click, click.
Yes, sent him to Krabby Heaven.
Oh, he's alive. He's with the other barn crabs.
Fucking barn crab.
He's got a claw holding onto like one of those giant magnets swinging around.
He's got like an eye patch.
He's got a wooden leg and shit, like a pirate or something.
Bring me to Diaper Island.
The crab. We'll eat like kings. King crabs.
He just stupid. Threw it out in the bag.
We had to freeze. Yeah. So
tomorrow we take that long like, gold silver. That's not a real person. Fuck them.
We had a crab that got like infested with like parasitic mites. And
oh my god!
We had to freeze it. Because, like, there's no other humane way to kill a crab.
Really?
Yeah, so we just had to take her and just put her in a bag and pop her in the freezer. And my mom was like, why is there a crab in the freezer? like
that's dinner. Take it out. That's all.
We're euthanizing it?
Humane euthanasia.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I want to be frozen to death if it comes. I guess
was it a free-range crab in the freezer? Or do you have it in a container?
What do you mean, no?
Did you just let it run around in the freezer?
No, no. I
come on, at least let it have free range before you murder it.
Bags are the secret.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are there special, like, crab bags?
No.
Get it? A crab bag? You never know what kind you're going to... Oh, God.
Instead of a grab bag? I get it.
Yeah.
Good, just grab crab bag.
No, but hold on. When you threw it out, you threw it out?
Crabbage?
Yeah, just, right. like in the regular in the trash. Just like...
When you... Like wrap it up like in a napkin, trash. Like a piece of gum, and just throw it in the trash.
I mean, I just kind of like.
When my favorite one.
Oh, yeah, that thing's definitely still alive.
Threw it in the trash.
Dude, that thing's got a vendetta.
It was very unceremonious. I was like really over it. I was like, well, that was never a waste even wanted of money. This
crab.
Yeah.
you weren't even that fun at all.
My favorite one, I got my first crab. I picked him up one day and like.
What was its name?
Held his. His name was Zaphod.
Aphod?
Zaphod. Okay. Like the president from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Anyway, so I picked up Zaphod, cool. Held his little shell, and he just like slid out and then plopped in the sand. I was like, awesome. Just like my crab was dead, and I called my girlfriend to tell her about it. And before I could even tell her, she was like, I went to sleep with Phoenix in my hair, and she got tangled, and like she choked her lovebird to death and broke its neck overnight.
Oh my god!
And I was that sucks. Also, Zaphod died, and she was like, "Why are you trying to compete with me?" And I'm like,
"I told you." Did she fall asleep, or she was like? Good night. No, like, we're going to sleep together.
Yeah, she was like, good night. We're going to, like, she just had the bird and just went to lay down in bed. And then just the bird got wound up in her hair and just she snapped its neck in her sleep.
Good God.
That's
terrible. Like, what a terrible story.
That's why you don't sleep with your pets.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're either kill them or they're going to kill you.
Yeah, they're going to size you up. Yeah, don't sleep with it. A scaly, so she scaly had a
real,
sock.
So she threw her hair up in a real bird's nest then.
Oh my god. Dude, we're just full of them today.
It's pun believable. All right.
When are we going to have Spike on?
I don't know. Whenever he figures out how radio works, I guess.
What's a podcast?
Somebody asked what's a podcast. You know,
he can
day.
Live stream for you guys.
Burn it. Burn that chair. No, the other day, this guy was like, what's a podcast? I was like, where have you been? Because he wasn't an old man. He was like in his 50s or something like that. He's like, what is a podcast? I have never heard of that.
What do you mean never? How do you never
exactly.
Heard of
it? Yeah, I guess you don't know what it is, but like you've heard the word.
I was like, he has to be messing with me. There's no
he
way.
He got out of a fallout shelter and popped some Dapper Dan.
No, it wasn't
hair.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser. Blast from the past.
He's like, we've just been down there eating apple pies and watching Dick Van Dyke. We got no idea what's going on up here.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> That was... And I was like... am I going to have to explain to this man what a podcast is? I was like, have you heard of the radio? He was like, it's like that on the internet. He's like, neat.
You sit around with your family and listen to?
Yeah, I was like, War of the Worlds, you'll love it.
Check it out. Good one.
Delicious green penis. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
The critic?
Oh, yeah.
Orson Welles.
Yeah. Yeah, just eating frozen peas. Is that what he was doing? Yeah. Jesus,
what a
deep reference.
Yeah, I'm lost on the horse.
Yeah, okay.
I just keep smiling and nodding.
John Lovitz was the voice of that one, right?
Yes. Yeah. I love the critic, but I don't remember this episode.
Yeah, it was like, you know the show, but it was like anything from the show. Like, I have
my book.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you guys can leave. We're just going to do critic references for a while.
Well, this has been fun. No.
Yeah. What was the rabbit thing you wanted to bring up?
Oh, yeah, no, I've had two rabbits, like rabbits are awesome for the most part.
Is there a difference
they're
between,
indoor rabbits, too.
Is there a difference between bunnies and rabbits, or is that just a bunny? Is
bunnies are cute.
I think it's the difference between cat
question.
And kitty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like a baby. A baby rabbit's a bunny. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's like I call Hussy a puppy. Even though she's sure. definitely yeah. does not fit the like you know the official definition of puppy, so yeah, I'm like, oh my god, a puppy.
Well, my mom has one of those. She has a forever puppy. She calls it. It's a teacup Yorkshire Terrier. It's like the size of like
a
6-pound burrito. Yeah, like, it's like this big.
Yeah,
I mean,
my mom just got a very small dog, and she's
I didn't think I would like so I mostly had like medium to large sized dogs, and then like once I got Hussy, I was like, oh, okay, this is fine.
What?
Because I could just like pick her up and walk around with her, and she's like chill with it. She's just kinda...
they love it because then they're up high and they're not looking at ankles all the time. You know, like we can actually see things.
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering about the rabbits, like, because I've seen some like wild ones up in Virginia, and I guess those are Angora rabbits or something. I'm probably saying it wrong. Shut up, Matt. But, like, they're really long-haired, and they're fucking huge. Those things are, like, almost 2 feet tall.
Right.
Angora.
Angora.
Yeah.
Angola.
Angola. What'd I say?
I think you might have said it right.
You said Angora. You just said Angora. Okay. Yeah.
It was just a wild one. And, like, it's illegal, because I guess there's a farm behind my aunt's house, and you can't touch them. Like,
right.
They've got Angora management problems.
Jesus.
I think people use them for their fur.
Yeah, because they're very furry ones. But then I've seen people have like the brown bunnies.
Furry bunny.
Where they have brown bunnies, and then they're like short-haired. So I don't know if it's just two different kinds of rabbits.
The brown bunnies are chocolate. Different kinds of species of rabbits.
Yeah. No, they're fun for the most part, but like Randy's bit is completely true. That they shit so fucking much.
Mm. Why do they
stink?
Is that why they always smell?
Yeah.
Because they're shitting
on top? They're constantly shitting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just little pellets.
They're constantly eating, though, too, right? Yeah. You know, like, that's why.
Yeah, watching them eat is so funny, because they're just like... like, that's... For some... Like, that's the noise I add to them, just going like...
Because they get the cheeks going and shit.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
It's like a squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, apparently... Okay, never pick them up by the ears. Remember that, because that can pop their blood vessels and, like kill them.
I saw Elmer Fudd do that at least a dozen times.
Yeah.
To an 8-foot rabbit. Or what, 8-foot? He was probably like 4-foot. But
right. Then the other one was don't feed them iceberg lettuce because that'll give them diarrhea.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So they're shitting all the time. It's just a constant flow of liquid.
Spinach only for you, young man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Only romaine lettuce for this. The finest. Yeah, only feed them Caesar salads.
Right.
No iceberg.
With diet nacho.
No house salads. Yeah, right. They just get, shut up, man. We're not burning my
My sister had a rabbit that we kept outside in our garage.
Did it run away?
Worse.
Oh,
You ran it over?
While we were on vacation, either something chewed through the cage and pulled the rabbit partially out, or the rabbit went insane and tried to escape and chewed through the cage and tried to climb out and got sort of like mangled in it. And it
like impaled itself in the cage?
Yeah, it slid over like the sharp parts of the cage and
maimed itself
out of the cage. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
there's just rabbit entrails all over the garage.
Well, I mean, I didn't see. We were on vacation, so like our neighbor that went to like go check on the rabbit had to like call my parents and be like, we're really sorry, but like the rabbit's dead.
It did make it.
Yeah. And then we told my sister that it it killed itself because it didn't want to be her because rabbit anymore.
So you just torment your sister. And you're like,
Like, there's, like, that explains a lot. I grew up, there's five of us. Like, there are, like, especially this particular sister, there are things that I'm still like, hey, I'm so sorry that we did that to you.
Are you the oldest of all five?
Yes.
Or, okay. I'm the oldest. My God. So you're the, like, the ringleader. Or you're the but one like, that...
She's the orchestrator. She orchestrated.
I was the responsible one. I was, like, the caretaker. I was, like, the babysitter.
Yeah. The one that organized all the horrible shit.
All the beatings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the reason... I was the babysitter...
I want her Barbie's dead. I want the houses burned to the ground.
Yeah. The reason I was the babysitter is because I would, you know, get my siblings to be really horrible to babysitters that came over. And so we never really had... like
did you just want the money basically?
I just thought like I could do a better job,
right?
And so then
so you're like sizing up babysitters like age 12. You're like, get this fucking 15 year old bitch
like,
out of here.
She's like, mom is gonna give me $20, you better not fuck this up for me.
Exactly. And by not fuck this up, I mean fuck it up for this one.
Yeah, for this one
we're gonna ruin
me
this.
Be sane.
Did you kill any of them, like Christina Applegate or
children, my siblings?
No, the babysitters. Don't tell mom the babysitter.
Oh, I
dead.
See. No, yeah. No, but we did sorry. Lock nice. A babysitter in the bathroom.
Oh.
And, like, made a deal with her. We're like, we'll be really good for the rest of the time if you don't tell our parents that we locked you in the bathroom. And she's like, fine. And then came out and was like, I'm never watching your children again.
Did she snitch on you?
Mm-mm. Never, nice, which dude. I was like,
she's
you're
like,
dumb.
We're not doing this.
Like, we're kids.
Negotiations.
Yeah.
I mean, when you hold a knife to her throat while
right.
you're saying
she's
it, I mean,
like
they
really
kind of believe
easily,
you at that point.
Very easily intimidated.
It's when they show up at the babysitter's house the next night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very weak-minded babysitters. I could smell her fear.
Katie's just sitting in the windowsill, like, emery board in her hand. So, I'm not going to tell my parents, are you?
It was like a light, just the light in the room. She's sitting at the thing.
It's like, you want this to be easy or hard?
She actually locked someone in the bathroom?
I mean, like, yeah.
Lock is such a just, strong
right,
word.
Right, I mean, you can't, like, lock someone. We were, like, just holding the door.
So you kidnapped the babysitter.
I mean, she went
you
into the bathroom of her, you know, own volition. We just, like, didn't let her out.
That's kidnapping.
False imprisonment.
Right.
Yeah, I think
in
false
some states you
can.
In California, that's considered kidnapping.
I was a minor, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you knew not what you did.
You get a slap on the wrist for that.
Exactly. It was funny for a minute.
Oh, I'm sure to you it was hysterical. This old lady in there is fucking freaking out, panicking.
I mean, she was, like, another teenager.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I wasn't a teenager. I was.
Yeah, I think that was what was it? Was that a John Mulaney thing where he was saying that like when you're 10 and the babysitter's like 13, but you're like, God, they're like 40 years old.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
They always seem older than what they really are. That's what I was saying. When you're like 12, they're like 15 watching you.
Exactly.
You're like, Mom, I can do this.
Yeah. It's like having a horse watch your dog.
Yeah,
he's gonna try his best.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, I got to go to the vet today. Because dog has fleas.
You got fleas? Oh.
So, yeah. So, I went to...
Piper?
It was one of those shot vets, like the van one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure if you guys have ever been to the van where you can get dog drugs.
No.
It was very safe.
Yeah.
But, like, any place where you can get...
I've been to a van to get regular drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
For a dog. No,
any trunk will do.
Yeah.
Any trunk will do.
Is that the name of the service?
But when I showed up,
it's called
up, like,
Windows Up.
The kind of people who go to a vet that does business out of the back of a van are not people you want to be around, apparently.
Okay.
Because, like, there was this one lady behind me. Like, there are two giant Dobermans. And she was like, she looked and sounded like Mrs. Crabtree from South Park.
Right.
She was like, I worked as a dog obedience trainer for 25 years.
It's always 25 years.
And she's like, looking at that one, you can tell he's being aggressive. His hair is standing on end. I'm like, you got that in 25 years, did you?
The most obvious. The number one indicator.
The most basic. Look at the way he's snarling his teeth. That means he's not happy with it.
See how he's ripping that man to shreds? He is.
That means that man had blueberries in his pocket.
The old blueberry tail.
Thanks, Bertha.
But it's just like, she kept saying it and everyone around her was validating it. They're like, yeah, okay, uh-huh. Yeah,
you can
like,
see that. Look at the nape of his neck.
Well, she volunteers, and then they could use the help, honestly, Steven. That's why they just let her stay there.
She wasn't working there. It was just a lady with her own dog, just like fucking dog coaching.
Saying, like, look how aggressive my dog is right now. Is that what she was saying?
No, she was talking about someone else's dog.
Oh, okay.
She was like trying to backseat Caesar Milan this shit. Right. It was like fucking ridiculous.
Now what you gotta do is you gotta go up, look it square in the eye.
You are not.
Shove your hand in its mouth. To show you ain't afraid
of it.
You
gotta like sidekick it like he does and go psst, psst. That's what he always does.
Now watch this. I'm going to scissor kick your dog in the back of the head.
But I'm just showing dominance. No, I think you're abusing my dog. No. I'm asserting my dominance.
You see how he's biting me. I'm pack leader. Not happy.
Yeah. I'm pack leader.
You got to get your dog to tap out.
He feels threatened. That's why the snarling, the gnashing of teeth.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So 25 years gets you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get your flea medicine, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And they fucked up clipping her toenails, and then my dog went insane.
Like, oh, they got too short?
Yeah, they went too short, and they had to, like, put the like, numbing shit on her paw.
Oh, poor baby.
But, of course, she doesn't trust that, so she's like, and, like, pulling her paw back.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Hussie hates it when I clip her toenails.
I'm too scared to with mine, because, like, she has the black nails, and it's impossible to cut those well.
Yeah, because you can't tell. Yeah,
obviously, because the professionals are screwing it up.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. If people who are certified vet techs can't manage it,
right?
What the hell chance do I have?
Yeah, I have to get Hussies while she's asleep, so it's like I can only do one at a time. So I'm like, every time she takes a nap, she's like, snip. She's like,
man, she wakes up.
I'm like, see the way she's up and growling? She doesn't like that.
25 years.
25 years. 25 years. Toenail clippings.
How old's your dog? 33 years.
It took me half a century to crack that one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was Hussie's a pretty chill dog for the most part. Like, she rarely bites unless, like, you really fucking deserve it, so.
She humps more than she bites.
Yes, she does. That's why she's still
in her
Hussie.
Old age? Yeah. My goodness.
She doesn't bust a hip?
Well, once menopausal kicked in, dude, she was fucking like a new girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't get pregnant. And she starts going nuts.
She's got her dog hot flashes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little doggy hot flashes.
No more blood. Did you ever put a diaper on her? She's bleeding and shit. Or you probably got her when she was
She's
old.
Already fixed.
My ex had to do that with her dog.
We had to do a Boston Terrier. Put a little diaper on her.
Well, and then they always bite at it.
Oh, she took it off. Yeah, she fucking hated it.
And it's just like dog blood all over the
place. Yeah. I had a Boston Terrier and a Husky growing up. And one time the Husky brought a rabbit in from outside that it killed. And all the time he would do it, but he'd leave him in the yard. But one time my mom was on the phone, sitting like in a recliner, and he comes in and just sits down and like looks down, keeps
so
looking down
proud.
At the rabbit. And my mom didn't realize it. And she looks down, and she's like, "Oh my god!" Starts freaking out because my mom don't play that shit. She's like, "David, come get this rabbit! I didn't know he killed it." Shit. His name was Nanook because I named him that from the Lost Boys.
James Nanook.
Nanook from the Lost Boys. Husky.
An Eskimo name. I like it.
Nanook of the North. But, so it's like, you know, that's why they're man's best friend. Like, he was hunting for her.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, Mom, I'm like, he's trying to bring you a meal. Like, he's proud of you. He's sitting there wagging his tail and shit.
He's doing you a favor.
Yeah.
She's freaking out.
Look how intact it is. I didn't even rip the head off or anything.
No, it's still got the tail.
Just hit the vital organs, let it blood out, and I brought it in.
We brought our dog to the dog beach once, like, two girls.
A dog beach?
Dogs. Yeah. Dog
Heck
beach.
Yeah, the best. It's
Wait, they have a beach just for dogs?
Hell yeah. Well, people can go too because you kind of have to. You don't just let the dogs
Well, obviously.
Go,
you don't get them an Uber and then just fucking let them go roaming around the dog.
You know when you're
out
of tokens.
You just want to play with the other dogs.
I mean, I've heard of dog parks.
Yeah, it's the same concept, but on the beach.
But on the beach, okay.
Yeah, would that be weird if I went to a dog park just to be like, I love these dogs?
No.
Like, ma'am, can I pet your dog? Because I love dogs.
No, people are totally cool with it, typically. But, so yeah, we went to the dog beach, and Piper and Bella were there. You guys have met Piper. Bella's my exes. They're both fixed, but this guy brought, like, a giant, like, Great Dane or something, and he very much so is not fixed. And he was just chasing my dogs up and down the beach, and I would have to, like, keep corralling my dog away. Because I see this dog just giant balls and raging hard dick just chasing my dog.
Yeah, big floppy Great Dane dick all over the beach, dude.
And
put that thing away.
And the guy who owns him is just like yelling at me. He's like, "Yeah, what are you doing that for?" I'm like, "Your dog's trying to fuck my dog."
And he's so big.
It's like, "Your dog is trying to fuck my, your kid's trying to fuck my kid."
Do you see?
Not cool.
Do you see how small this dog is? Your
this
dog
is
will
not
break
consensual.
My dog.
Yeah.
So, listen, I love my dog more than your dog needs the nut.
Yeah. But he was just acting like it was the most ridiculous thing that I didn't want his dog to just like
pile drive
my dog on the beach.
Yeah, he probably went home and talked to like his friends or his wife. He was like, "Do you believe you could not let this dog get his
My dog's got to get a deep dicking in every Sunday.
Why do you not bring him to the beach?
He's got to go way deep on these little.
He's got to get one of these hot bitches out here.
Thank hot God the bitches. Yorkshire gave it up.
See what you did there.
Wow. I know, Cletus.
Yeah.
I know, baby.
Well, that's what we had to do because my Boston's a female.
Just me and you again tonight.
I don't want to drain this dog.
Yeah, gross.
God. Drain.
That's gross. Such a good word.
But yeah, our Boston would go into heat, and I had to keep the Husky away from him because he would, like, you know, try to fuck her.
Yeah.
And he would kill her because she's like a little Boston Terrier and he's like a big ass Husky. He broke into the house like 4 times.
Broke into the house.
Yeah, we keep him out in the garage, and then we had doggy door out to the garage and into the house, and then, you know, the doggy door went out back. But we have to, like, we'd put this, like, they have, like, a plastic thing that goes in the doggy door to stop him from coming into the house.
Oh, yeah.
And I also kept the Boston in my bedroom when I went to school. Beast. So when I came home, he was in the house, and he had clawed the shit out of the carpet into my door trying to get in there. He wanted some ass. But
ass.
So then, like, fuck, man. So we stacked all these chairs up, you know, to, like, block the door so he couldn't get in. Right. That motherfucker Houdini'd it somehow and got in there. And then we had, my dad's like, "Fuck this." So he takes, like, a refrigerator, like an extra fridge, and puts it in front of the goddamn. He's like, "I swear to God, this dog gets in here. We're getting rid of him." But
like,
he didn't get in.
You can't keep our love apart.
Yeah.
Like a zombie apocalypse dog.
Yeah, he was a magician.
Oh my gosh, your poor Boston. She was probably like, can you imagine just being like, "I don't." Like,
she's
no,
older,
like,
too.
Like,
so
no,
she was
thank
alpha.
You. And he's like bursting down the door.
Just,
and you're like,
just sitting in like a dog bed, staring at the door, rattling. Not today. Not today.
Well, like, he never got into her, you know, because he never got in the room, but he clawed the shit out of the carpet a couple times.
I'm glad he didn't get into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to get them out once they're in, like,
they have to stay stuck,
like,
together.
Another dog?
Yeah. Because, like, they inflate and, like, there's, like, a knot that, like, keeps the dogs
to stay
together.
I thought that was a cat.
No, cats have barbs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, their dicks have, like, needles on them.
But dogs have, like, a bulbous ball in the middle of their dick that inflates, and so they stay stuck together.
Yeah, you never seen them stuck, like, ass to ass and shit?
Basically,
it's kind of painful if you pull them apart.
Basically, until the dog comes, he's just going to be there.
Nice.
Yeah. He's gonna finish.
It's horrifying.
It's kind of like me. I'm just there till I'm done.
Just like, you can't, you can't separate.
Because we
engaged.
Was, just ass to ass.
Don't let the horse out of the stall thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was a stud, so like we would stud him out because he was like we had papers.
Attaboy.
Yeah. And he did it twice with
dog
this,
pimp.
This other like female husky, and what it is, like, as the stud, you get, like, you either get pick of the litter or you can, like, get money. So we just got money both times, like, from selling the puppies.
Nice.
And shit.
So you're part of the puppy farm problem?
No, we did this at the houses. This wasn't like puppy farm. My grandma used to breed them too.
So they were at the farmhouses. So you were making barn puppies?
No, we, like, it was like it was like a Craigslist ad. We were
barn huskies
to.
All over
it's like
Florida,
just regular puppies.
Yeah.
Regular loved puppies.
It's not breeding if you do it in an apartment.
Exactly. That's just baby making.
Yeah, they're just getting pets rocks off. There you go. Nice.
It's a cat brothel.
Gross.
It's a cat house.
Meow. Meow.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things is that at like 3 in the morning, Cylon wants me to like play fetch, and then you'll just hear just like slam up against the door, and then you just hear like. And then that's her, like, shoving a cap underneath the underneath the door. So I'll, like, play, or, like, when I'm in the bathroom, I'll hear, like, like some rustling like, around.
No, you
like,
know what this means.
then a cat will come shooting from underneath the door.
You see like a paw under there, like freaking out. Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
My cat's done that before.
Part of why I got the automatic feeders was because even when I was home, one of my cats was like waking me up like earlier and earlier and earlier to get fed. And I really am a heavy sleeper, so she would knock things over. That was kind of like her way of waking me up, because I'm like, what crashed? And she's like, oh, you're awake. Would you like to feed me?
Now that you're awake.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean to bother you, but.
Yeah. And her internal clock is amazing, because she doesn't stay in my room mostly, because Relay, the shit devil cat, like has claimed my room, and she doesn't like when the other girl cat comes in.
She's pissed on everything. So
exactly.
These are all my clothes that are on the ground.
But the feeders go off 3 times a day, and
feeders.
Well, I have 3 cats, so I have 2 feeders. So like Nova, my other cat that stays in the living room, she knows, and she's in like. Within an hour, like, of the meal, like, every time. But then she'll, like, come and she'll kind of, like, meow at me. And, you know, I'm like, it's only 4:30. It's not 5 o'clock. And she's like, I don't know what that means.
Wow.
Yeah. Daylight saving was, like, crazy. Like, both times, like, first she's, like, showing up early. And I was like, get out of here. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's, you think it's.
Right.
Yeah. Goddamn cats.
They don't reset the cats for those.
Yeah, her circadian rhythm's all fucked up.
Jesus.
She actually.
I quit.
Nova ran away. Someone let her out of my apartment, and she was gone for 2 weeks. And I found her 12 miles, like it was a 25 minute
Good
car
God.
Ride away. Yeah. It was.
She homeward bounded you.
No, she escaped. Like, she, like, upgraded. She was in, like, a super, like, wealthy, like, neighborhood. And like found like a family with a pool.
She's all, just don't like, take me back to those garbage
outside.
People.
Yeah.
She probably calls you guys barn people.
Yeah. No, well, because she, you know, she was kind of hiding under a chair when I went to go pick her up, and she recognized me and she came out, but she was kind of like, oh, so this is where we live now, right? Like this is way better. We can all agree.
He's like,
I have a big barn.
Yeah. Look, organic tuna.
Exactly.
Look how big this barn is. All the mice I can slaughter.
Yeah. So I don't know if she actually walked that far, or if maybe she got like picked up at some point and either ran away again or got dropped off. But the internet is amazing. Like that's it definitely made me like appreciate the power of like how connected people are.
Yeah.
Because I put pictures of her on a Facebook page, like the Pinellas County Lost Pets, and people take that like super seriously, because she had been posted 2 weeks before, and a third party saw a picture that the family who found her posted, and then went back and found my pictures and contacted
me.
Contacted me and was like, that looks a lot like your cat. I think that's your cat. And I was like, that is for sure my cat. Yeah.
She's like, I know. I've been dealing with cats for 25 years. That's your cat.
Yeah.
Your cat. You see the way it ran to you when you walked up?
Yeah.
His fur relaxed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that happened to Hussie. Like, Hussie's, well, I think she's going deaf now, but like whenever thunderstorms would happen, I have to put that thunder shirt on.
Does that
on
work?
It does. It does help. But they're like, you have to do it at least 15 minutes before the storm starts. I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to know that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, animals are going to know before you anyway, right?
Yeah.
Matt, are you going outside, putting your ear to the ground? And
pretty much.
Seeing if you can hear the
thunderstorm
coming. It's going
to be a human
coming?
Barometer.
Yeah.
Just lick your finger up
the
in
air.
The
pressure's changing. Get the vest.
Yeah, put it
on. Give me the trash can of the sensors.
My knee's flaring up. Put the vest on the dog.
Does it like swaddle them or something? Or like,
yeah, pretty much. It's like squeeze therapy.
Thunder buddy.
Yeah. And so she escaped from underneath the. This was back home. She got out from under the fence that we have, and she. Wound up like next to the highway where we live, and somebody picked her up, and that's how I found her. I found her within like 12 hours of her being gone. So she was gone at like 7 or 8 in the morning. I found out where she was by like noon, and then got her by like 3.
That's amazing.
So yeah, I was like, holy shit, I was like, I love the internet. Because like the, I was freaking out.
That's how you ended up finding
like,
her was like over the internet.
Or, yeah, like, that's how I found. It was like so cool. It was like a Scambia County Lost and Found or whatever.
Yeah, if they can steal Shia LaBeouf's flag, they can help you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I was like, you know what? For the most part, the internet's pretty stupid, but when it comes to finding like pets, I was like,
oh yeah,
especially
yeah.
Cats. Like you can't go.
Well, yeah,
wrong
and
with
mine
this.
Had been gone for 2 weeks. Like I was like pretty much like giving up on her. You know, yeah. Like, and that they tell you like you're not. Mostly, you don't get your cat back after like that long. Like not cats, especially.
Right. It's like the first 48, but for cats,
this really
yeah.
Gone cold.
Yeah,
it's such a horrible feeling to like lose an animal.
Oh
like
my
that,
gosh,
too.
Yeah.
Like kids, it's okay. You can make another one, but that cat, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
That special. Like that cat had personality.
Yeah, and I was just like, she's so small.
That cat could have made some of its life. Kid, not so much.
Yeah, right.
Kid's a piece That's of horrible. Shit.
Yeah, I think that was, it was like right when Hussie was starting to go blind. So it was like even worse because I was like, it was when I first started having to give her insulin. So I was like, that's a blind diabetic puppy.
He's like crying, wiping away the tears.
I swear to God, I was.
Trying to like spell check. Am I typing the right words? I can't tell.
No, I'm kidding.
I'd probably be the same one.
Let me get this out here.
Can't see the screen through the tears.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. I was useless at work.
Bam, take dictation.
Take this down.
Yeah, take this down.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, there's a it pops up in my timeline every
Your
year.
Facebook memories.
Every year, yeah, exactly. It's like it's me and Hussie on reunited. The way home. Yeah, reunited. Aww. And she's like,
hey, so every time it pops beautiful. Up, yeah, you yeah. Just
I'm like, oh
on,
my god, this
just put on Sarah McLachlan or whatever.
Yeah. I was like, this
in
is
the arms of an angel.
I was like, this is the here's the time that I was terrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it got out, you didn't realize them. You know?
Yeah, because she.
I can't watch those commercials. I'll fucking cry.
Oh yeah, dude, I can watch the Wounded Warrior Project one.
Oh no problem.
I can watch the like. The dogs and cats shivering in cages ones. Like no.
Yeah, it's weird how humans, like, other humans, we can watch other humans get shit on. But,
well,
but
the
animals.
Dog didn't do anything wrong, right? You know, it's like
yeah.
Watching movies where, like, horses die. You're like, what did the horse ever mm-hmm. do?
Yeah. Fucking broke its leg.
Loyal.
Yeah,
not going to win this race.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, like, anytime they're like...
Like, Braveheart, they all just get, like, slammed, you know.
Yeah, they're like, put up the pointy sticks.
It's like, that's the horses!
Are we gonna knock the guys off the horses? No, they're gonna stab the horses so they go flying off. And then we kill them.
Yeah.
I'm like, leave the horses out of it.
Just a war horse just drowning in the swamp?
Yeah, like, unless the horse is coming at me with like a knife in its mouth. Then get the horse.
Sure, yeah.
The horse-mounted bayonet.
Yeah.
Well, you got to make glue.
Yeah. It's,
Jesus. I mean, wild stallions are like
How
really
else
scary.
Are we
going to
make mints? We need those hoofs.
Have you seen the Planet Earth 2 episode with the stallions and like the American West?
No.
Oh no.
It's they like have wild they have horses? Like a fight scene.
No, yeah, no.
It's pretty intense.
Is it as good as the one in Golden Compass with the bears?
I mean, that's hard to... Whatever happened with that? Like, did that just really not do well enough for them to continue with the
I think
series?
The trilogy? Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think...
I know is, like...
Like, I really enjoyed that movie. I thought it was good.
In a kid's movie, to see a bear, like, knock another bear's jaw off his face, it's a bit jarring.
Yeah.
I've never seen this movie, but I want to watch it now.
It's good.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig and Nicole Kidman.
Daniel Craig.
What's it called?
Craig.
Golden Compass?
Golden Compass.
He's all Craig.
It's like the atheist version of Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Sure. Okay.
It's the simplest way to describe it.
Right. There is no God.
Fantasy.
Okay, let's fight with bears.
Yeah. Bear boxing.
Bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I quit.
Yeah. Sweet. Katie, you're taking over.
All right.
She's like, I've been quit like an hour ago.
Yeah. So I told you about my cats. I'm ready to roll. Yeah.
I actually just applied to be a foster parent for animals.
I couldn't do that. I would keep every animal.
Oh, yeah.
I would keep every damn animal.
I'm hoping, I need a dog in my life. Like, my cats are great.
I got one you can foster.
Oh, wow.
His name's David Wayne.
I'm gonna just be, I'll be real honest with you guys. Like, I'm kind of in the middle of like a pretty severe depressive episode. I'm hoping it's mostly just like seasonal. Like, right. It's just, it's not like, you know, everyone's, I hate when people are like, well, why? Like, what happened? Why are you depressed?
That's
like,
how depression just, works. I have no idea.
I've had it since I was seven. So exactly. Like, I can't tell you like when it happens, but like cats are really bad for depression because I've been sleeping a lot lately and just like,
all they do is just like climb
do
on
it.
You.
Like, oh my gosh, we're going to like sit on you and be so warm.
Yeah, it's like once you try to get up a little bit, they'll be like, and then exactly. They'll like kind of burrow in a little bit more. They're like, oh, you don't want to get up. Like,
God damn it.
I'm like, I guess not.
Yeah.
Likely it lays on my chest.
Yeah, and so your chest, and it just like lulls you back to sleep.
Yeah, it's like, I guess I'm taking PTO today.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I can't come in. Black kitty won't get off.
Right. Yeah. That's why I'm late all the time. It's like, well, a cat was on me.
Yeah.
It's such a precious moment.
My dog actually liked being spooned.
Hmm.
It was weird.
That's so cute.
Well, with this fall, I'm sorry.
Usually dogs hate that.
To go back to the foster thing. Do you get to pick like what animals you're willing to accept?
Yeah, like you say, like they have like a list of like what you'd be willing to do. As
like,
far
can't
as
get a
like,
horse, right?
Like, just show up.
I
want to
watch your horses.
As far as like if it's, you know, like a goat.
You have a barn horse
or a cat,
camel
or, you
this
know,
week,
puppies or kittens or you know old animals at the end of their life.
The slender lures,
which I feel like that would be like perfect. You can just kind of like usher an elderly dog into his twilight years.
Yeah, that's pretty much me.
And then you can't get attached because you know he's old and he's going to die.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
Matt is
I told
Matt's attached.
No, like last time I went home, I'm good friends with the vet back home, and he was like, "Is Hussy still alive?" I was like, "Yep." He was like, "Oh my god!" And I was
"Oh, that's what the vet said."
Yeah, I was like, "Hell yeah, Hussy!"
Like, fuck you, buddy.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Still dreading this goddamn day.
Yeah,
I thought for sure when she had the diabetes, you'd kill her.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, it was just anytime I take her to a vet and they have to get a new a new history or whatever, I'm like, the degenerative disc. She's got like warty cysts, kind of like they're like little nodules basically, and she's got a fatty growth under her neck. It doesn't affect anything, but she's still like, you're like, hey, there's that thing on her neck. It looks kind of like a boil.
Is she active? She sounds like she's falling apart.
Whenever I get home, like she still lives a good life. That's the thing, is that like whenever I get home, she's like really happy and stuff like that.
She's like,
she's
mobile still.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
that's important.
So, yeah, it's not like I'm like, I'm not like, stay alive, dog. After
right.
You like, think
of
bed
sores where she's all day.
Yeah, no, exactly. She,
and it
she
helps
gets
that she's not a big dog,
like
so she probably doesn't have like the hip problems that like other bigger dogs have.
No, hip dysplasia.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, she still has a good quality of life. I was like, I'm not going to keep you alive for my comfort, but there's been a couple times where I was like, I thought she was dying and I was getting prepared to take her in and then she was okay. And I was like, great. God's trying to make me kill my dog. Like that was, cause like she was having like stroke symptoms. I thought was it.
Yeah.
And then it like cleared and she was fine. And like another time she had this, like she just kept spinning around in circles because like there was something wrong.
Equilibrium was off or something?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they're like, yeah, that happens with dogs. Like if they, I guess she slept too long or something. And all the crystals
on one,
in your,
on one
yeah,
side
your
or
inner
something?
Circle. Yeah, the semicircular.
You sure she wasn't chasing
up
her tail?
Oh, no. Trust me. Okay, it was. When you looked at her eyes, that's when you're like,
tail.
Oh my God. Like it was really disconcerting
thing
to see. Yeah.
Did you rule out possession?
You think Zyklon is over there, like possessing
question
the dog and shit?
When
you found that cat,
there's a little neural transmitter in her neck.
Yeah, I woke up to Colonel Sanders floating above me. It was crazy.
He possesses dogs. That's what he does.
Silent is just fucking with a remote.
Yeah.
Meow meow meow. Watch him. Let me get do a backflip. He pushes a button.
Woo. Yeah. Wasn't that a movie like Cats vs. Dogs or something? Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that was definitely one. Yeah.
You were so my bitch, Hussy. Flip.
I could see Cylon doing that. So what were we talking
that
about?
That right in manifestos.
Yeah.
That's what I was calling
Palestine
for
and Israel.
Yeah, the manifestos. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm surprised that joke works every once in a while.
It's a good one.
That's always a good surprise when they do work.
No, whenever I get a text from Brandon, because that's my roommate, whenever he gets home, if I ever get a text from him, I'm like, oh, God. This is it. This is the death text. or it's like either, hey, there's something wrong, or I was like, that's it. That's Brandon telling me.
I don't think he would text you that. He'd be like, call me.
I hope so, yeah.
I think if he texted me, call me, and I'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah. That's still better than you just like opening your phone. It's just like, Hussy's dead.
Hussy's dead. Dog's dead.
Dog dead.
Oh, dead dog.
Cry.
Dead dog cry.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and that's what like my asshole friends keep saying. It's like, how's Hussy? Dead yet? I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Are these assholes comics?
No, they're not. They're not even comics.
Oh, that's why they're not
funny. Yeah.
They're just being dicks.
Yeah. You guys are back, Dax. You hear me?
God damn it,
Dax. All of y'all. Yeah.
You have to be such a dick all the time.
It's more critical.
South Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just what it is.
South Park is so hard to quote because there's just so much content.
Yeah. Oh, these guys can do it all day. They could do their own podcast about South Park quotes.
Yeah. No, that's
speaking of our spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. By the way.
Today, it's Dave as a deck. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, no, it's... I've still got Hussy, and she's doing well, so that's my favorite thing.
Well, we should probably wrap up, huh?
Yeah, Katie's got a plane to catch.
Sorry to...
Jet set.
She's leaving on a jet plane.
Last time, thank goodness.
You're going to Maine. Bangor, Maine.
Yeah.
That's not where
Bangladesh,
she's going.
Maine.
That's the only city in Maine I know.
Yarmouth.
It's probably the only airport.
Yarmouth.
Bangor. Yeah.
Portland airport's very...
Oh, yeah, Portland, Maine. I forget they got
very
one.
Small.
They've got a Portland, too.
It's also like Mystic Pizza. Where's that place at? That's in Maine, isn't it?
The movie?
Yeah, it's set in a real city in Maine. The one with Julia Roberts.
Maybe.
I know the movie Maine The Good Son is set in Maine.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, throw something off of overpass.
Elijah Wood.
Jesus.
Mr. Traffic or Mr. Highway.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin's like fucking with Elijah Wood. Check this out. Like, launches a dummy over.
I bet that's what Katie and her sisters did to the babysitters. Like, we won't throw this dummy off the overpass if you don't tell our parents.
We'll knock you down this well.
Yeah, you give us this pizza money.
You're buying it this time, Susan.
Yeah.
We want extra toppings.
Well, thanks for coming on, Katie.
Thank you so much
talking
for
about pets
me.
With
yeah,
us and your barn cats.
Fun.
What plugs do you got, Katie?
Wednesday, the 21st, doing the Snappers Showcase.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll be on that as well.
Yep.
That's when this comes out. So tonight, go see
tonight,
it at Snappers.
Yes, tonight, 9 p.m.
Yeah. It's free and there's a mic afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. So all you thirsty comics...
Oh, fuck.
Come get your stage time.
Yeah. Or audience, do your improv competition
like
or whatever.
There's two whole women doing a show, so you should definitely...
It's not a half and half woman?
No, two whole... I mean, I'm kind of like a half.
Have you checked, Shelley?
I personally have not checked, but like she seems very feminine to me.
Very.
Yeah. The last time I was like hanging out with comics, three separate times, I was either referred to as a dude or like... Oh, well, she doesn't really count as a girl.
Are you one of the boys?
I mean, it's always been my dearest borderline ambition. Boys. Like, I mean, I don't...
She's boys adjacent.
I'd love to be an honorary...
She's one of the vagina boys.
Are you like a boys don't cry boys?
Hillary Swank boys?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard Tommy's boys bit yet.
I mean, I'm familiar with the boys phenomenon that has taken over the Tampa comedy
This is a
scene.
New thing. I've never heard about this.
Yes.
Yeah. Whenever I started telling people, they're like, what the hell's up with the boys? I was like, that, us talking about the boys makes our scene sound like the gayest scene to ever come across comedy. Because I was like, if you do not know what's going on, you'd be like, what is going on? Like,
well,
what
my
the
sister,
hell is up
my
with
sister
these
made
people?
A good point that the boys are usually like out trolling for pussy. And, like,
that's what I was going to say. We're very misogynistic, is what I think of.
Yeah.
Like, don't go to Tampa. This boy is going to go.
But
date
if you hear
right
us
to.
Talking about, we're not talking, we're normally never talking about women. It's always going like,
it's more like,
we're
you're
the boys.
Afraid of women,
let's get
so that's
the boys.
Why you hang out.
Yeah. Why aren't the boys here? We need to find more boys.
Yeah.
Like, that's whenever it comes up in casual conversation.
That's the boys' ethos. It's on the charter.
Yeah.
So, yes, one day I do hope to be an honorary member of the boys because my dearest ambition is always for people to forget that I'm a woman.
We'll find out in the next chapter meeting if I can be accepted.
Be one of the boys.
Why is that?
Like, don't worry, she straps her tits down. Like,
you'll probably have to rubber cement your vagina closed. But,
oh my god, it's a hair and a ponytail. Do a man bun. You have to do a man bun.
I can do that.
We got Katie McCoy, the barn boy. The barn boy.
Do you got any plugs, CW?
I don't. Just that one show again, March 30th, Kilos.
If I have any, I'll figure it out and post it.
Big dog and big dick in it. Are you big dick in this room right now? So I'll be on the Snapper show with Katie.
I'm just going to cuck myself later.
I'll be at... Doesn't even... What?
He had to get it in.
Boy cucked.
The cuck counter was at zero.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's at three, I think.
Yeah. Then I'm going to be doing something at Made in Italy in Venice Beach with Zach Rippey and Rio Paris on Thursday.
Sounds fun.
I don't know who else is on that show. People, probably.
Italians.
Right. Actual people.
Yeah, and all of us... Well, I don't know about Katie, but David, Matt, and I will be at Side Splitters next Sunday. Oh, yeah. I think you guys will anyway.
For the open mic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay.
Which is always a fun time, even if you don't do comedy, come out. It's fun.
See.
All right. Bye.
Enjoy.
Thanks, everyone.